is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, Healing from the Heart with Linda Helms. Linda Helms is a gifted energy intuitive and certified practitioner of an advanced energy healing technique called Simply Align, which clears blocks in the body's energy systems. The healing works on all levels, and all of you listening in this hour have the opportunity to receive this healing now. Please welcome back Linda Helms to News for the Soul.
Hey everyone, Linda Helms here. So happy to have you with me today. I have a great show planned for you and a lot of healing planned. And actually, I can't really plan it. I'm connected, I'm grounded, I'm open, and I'll be connecting with you and with your spirit to sense in today what it is that what your body's calling for and asking for and for your highest good. So before we get started and go deeper, I always like to share a story. And some of you may know, if you've been listening to me for a while or off and on, that I lost my son last year. He's 25 years old, and he died of COVID October last year in 21. And you know, when you hear people's stories, there's some date that was significant, like a milestone, like something happened, like somebody had a car accident. With my mother, she fell and broke her hip, and then the next thing you know, she's in hospice. There's a pivotal point. So yesterday was an anniversary, October 5th, and the other thing about yesterday, it was Yom Kippur. My Jewish friend, she says Yom Kippur. Anyway, the windows of heaven are open. There's all kind of energy pouring in to help us ascend, clear what it is, release what it is, heal, and have our dreams answered, have our prayers answered, whatever it is. So yesterday was a very emotional day for me in that I was remembering what happened a year ago on October 5th, that with my son, we were having a very pivotal meeting. The head doctor's like, we have to have a family meeting. We have to have a family meeting. Well, the family meeting was to say, like, my son was doing great. He was doing his best ever. And everything's, like, looking bright and hopeful. Just everything's going in a very positive direction. And it's been going that way for a while. And he said, if anything happens, that no more machines. Like, if he had kidney failure, we don't want to put him on dialysis or blah, blah, blah. And my husband were like, well, of course not. Like, we can't imagine that anything bad would happen to him. And we agreed that no more machines, because he had already been on machines life support for almost 3 months now, 2.5 months. And we love our son. He's already gone through a lot. And that was in the morning. And then in the afternoon, my son got his first round of stem cells. And the stem cells, when you get a treatment, they go all over your body, which is fine. Like, his whole body needed, like, refurbishment. What we didn't know is when you get stem cells, your body has to have the oomph to do something with it. It's like you're getting all these seeds. You have to have oxygen. You have to have energy and vitality to handle them. And anyway, it was a turning point with my son. So I was remembering all that yesterday, and I was very sad and very weepy, and the grief just needed to come out. That's what I've learned about grieving, is it just has to come out, that you can't hold it down. It just process it, acknowledge it, accept it, let it go. Well, anyway, in parallel to this, starting about last week, my laptop had been acting up, and it was just taking a little while to boot. And I thought, oh, it's just me. I'm not paying attention to the messages that, you know, your system will tell you, like, I have an update. And if I don't do the update on my laptop, like, at some point my mail will just freeze up, and I'm like, oh, I need to reboot my system and get the new update. So my laptop had been acting quirky last week and a little bit this week, yesterday it died. And so the reason I'm sharing this story is just a reminder that here I'm grieving my son, I'm thinking about death, and my laptop, our computers are very much energy. Like they, that's how they operate. It's all energy. And things are sensitive. So anyway, this mechanical thing, because it's energy, is sensitive to what I'm thinking, which I'm just going over and over about my son and how sad I am that I lost him. So what happens that I lose my laptop? It died. Like it's gone, like 100% gone. And I'm like, oh, sheesh. So we know this is just a reminder to take care with your thoughts and take care with your feelings. I know I needed to grieve. I know I needed to process my feelings. I just wasn't paying it. In retrospect, if I just had a backup, a good backup of my laptop, like I would be not completely in trouble. I have some stuff backed up to OneDrive and stuff. But anyway, just a reminder to take care with our thoughts and our feelings, that we're huge energy systems. We're like broadcasting stations, and what we think, even the negative and the positive, whatever we're thinking gets broadcast, and objects in our space, they pick up on what we are thinking or feeling, and they respond. And here I'm thinking about death and what should my laptop do but die. So anyway, just a friendly reminder. Yeah. You guys, yeah, you understand. You're with it. You got it. Yep. And it's like today's a new day. I'm fine. I had to process my feelings. All right. So what I want to share is we're using an advanced healing technique. It's called Simply Align. It used to be called Simply a Healed, which I love that better because to me it's more clear what we're doing is we're just healing things. We're using the breath, and there's actually a whole lot going on in the background. I have a healing team. You have a healing team. We're going to use the power of intention. And, things will happen. I ask you to trust that it might seem too easy, that it's possible that things would heal. And, hey, who doesn't want easy? So easy's good. And what else? Oh, we'll be using the breath. So as I said, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the background. To connect it to us physically, we'll be using the breath. We'll be taking a slow, deep breath in, imagining the white light of God, the universe, source, coming in on the inhale, and whatever it is we need to release, like anxiety, stress, worry, doubt, we'll release it on the exhale. And then we'll also be using the breath to place positive healing energy inside the body. Yeah, slow breath in, slow deep breath in. White light coming in the top of the crown of the head. Ooh, placing healing energy in our bodies. Yep, it's very simple and very, very powerful. Now, sometimes you'll hear me yawning. That's part of it. It just means it's an extra deep clearing. And actually, I want to take a yawn now. There's some energy that's already ready to be released. Ooh, yeah, that feels good. And we'll be using a lot of the I am statements. So that's the energy of creation. I am that I am. I am. I am. Yeah, the power of creation. I'm healthy, I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm happy. Ooh, just doing more clearing here. Okay. And then at the end, we'll kind of wrap things up, and I'll send you on your way. And before we go deeper, I want to take a few minutes and have you get settled in. I like to encourage people to drink water. It helps the energy move. So if you need to grab some water or take a sip, I'm going to get some now. The affirmations are super powerful. Sometimes I like to take notes, and sometimes I just listen and let the energy wash over me. So if you want to grab a pad of paper and a pen to take notes, Otherwise, don't worry about it. You don't have to. It's just an option. All right, so let's invite you to get comfortable. Ooh, I'm just clearing. Yeah, clearing. I like to have my feet on the floor, so I really feel connected to earth. Some people like to lay in the bed, get comfortable in a recliner. Whatever works for you, I invite you to get comfortable. Beautiful. And we're going to take some slow, deep breaths. Get grounded and centered. Yep. Use slow, deep breaths. And just notice how you feel. How's the breath coming in? Is it easy to take an inhale? Are your lungs expanding? Are you feeling kind of tight? How do your shoulders feel? How does your head feel? Any tension or stress? Whew. Beautiful. How's your spine? You feeling like it needs a little wiggle or a little something? Yeah, and feel free to move, like give it a little tweak, scratch your head if you need to scratch your head. How's your neck? Does it need a little roll? Beautiful from side to side. Ooh. Beautiful, and how are your hips? You're sitting, are you balanced on your sit bones? And if you're laying, do you feel like you're in alignment? Just notice. Yeah, and please make adjustments as needed. And then just noticing your arms and your legs. How are you holding them? A few more deep breaths. I'm going to add on a little bit today. We're going to do one more thing. I'm going to ask you to take your right foot and cross it over your left. I'm going to ask you to take your right hand and cross it over your left hand. If you can, grab your hand, like grab your fingers and you're crossed over. And we're just going to sit like this for a few breaths and breathe. Yeah, slow, easy, deep breath. Yeah, you're doing great. This is turning off fight flight. Slow, easy breath. Yep. And then just notice if you're feeling a little more peaceful. Maybe it's easier to take a deep breath. And maybe it's easier to have a slow, long exhale. Beautiful. And I'm going to ask you to notice if there's something special that you would like healing for today. And let an intention or maybe a word or phrase come to mind. So it might be simple, like I am grounded. It might be something like my heart is at peace. Might be something more complicated, like I'm trusting and I am in the flow. Whatever is for you for today. And it could be something even more basic, like my toe. I have an ingrown toenail and I want it to heal. And then phrasing it with a positive, like my big toenail is whole and healed. My heart is, for the other ones, my heart is at peace, I'm calm, I'm relaxed, I'm trusting. Beautiful. All right, and then, beautiful. The topic I had for today is finding life purpose in challenges. And what I mean by that is that we have challenging times that come in front of us. And when we're in the midst of it, for me, I'm thinking, why am I going through this? Like, how did I attract this? Like, what is the purpose? What lesson am I supposed to learn? And there's always something that what I'm learning is the greater the challenge, the greater the purpose. The greater the challenge, the greater the purpose. So wherever you're at in life, embrace the challenge that you will come out of it, your life lessons that you'll learn. And yeah, it will come out of it. And I am going to start going, we're just going to start doing the energy work here. I have my story. I'll share it later. And here we go. The first thing that's coming up is trauma, the energy of trauma. So we're going to start the energy work now. I want to ask you all to take a deep breath, imagining the white light coming in through the top of your head. This is white light coming from source, the universe, from God, whatever your belief system is, coming in through the top of the head. On the inhale, and old trauma getting released. The exhale. And I'm hearing it's not just old trauma, it's new trauma. So let's give it a breath and release recent trauma. A big breath in. And then the next thing I'm sensing is fear. Same thing, let's take a big breath in, pulling white light in through the top of our head on the inhale. Beautiful, and releasing fear on the exhale. Beautiful. Trauma is coming up again. Is there something more that we need to know? Nope. This is just going deeper than what we did before. Another breath, releasing trauma. A big breath. Ooh. Ooh. All right, I'm hearing betrayal, that one of the traumas experienced was betrayal. Let's release the energy of betrayal from our energy systems. A big breath, white light coming in through the top of the head. The energy of betrayal. Ooh. Beautiful. It's releasing from all over your body. So what I've learned in doing this energy work is sometimes we store stuff in our liver. Sometimes things are stored in different organs. The liver is just an example. Sometimes events and emotions are stored on our meridians. Sometimes they're stored in our aura. So these releases that we're doing are general releases coming from wherever it's stored in the body. We're just skipping a bunch of steps and not tracking it down, and just the body's releasing. It's ready to go. So what happens when we do a bunch of releases, at some point I like to backfill. So breathing in the energy of love, sending love to each of you. Big breath. Beautiful. Sending you the energy of forgiveness. Big breath in. So forgiveness, it could be however you need it, either forgiveness for yourself or the energy to forgive somebody else that did you wrong, however you need it for today. So let's give that one another breath, the energy connecting to the energy of forgiveness. And what I'm hearing is worthy and deserving of forgiveness, either the other person or yourself. So we're going to do this a couple of different ways. So if there's something that you've been beating yourself up about what you did or didn't do, let's let that go. Beautiful. And this is another plugging in for you, for yourself. I am worthy of forgiveness. Big breath in. Yeah, for us, for each of us, I deserve forgiveness. Some ancestors are stepping forward. This happens sometimes that the ancestors, their emotions, what happens with them gets into the DNA and gets passed down through the generations, through the bloodline. And we're experiencing something that's like 10 times more than makes sense. And sometimes it's the ancestors. So in this case, that's what I'm sensing is some of the ancestors did some things that, like, they're in their minds, it was so horrible, they don't deserve forgiveness. So for each of us, first we're going to do our father's bloodline, the paternal bloodline, going back to whoever, like, however many generations back, where they felt that way, that they did something so horrible they couldn't be forgiven. We're going to give it a breath and clear the bloodline on your father's side. A big breath. And same thing on your mother's side. So on the bloodline, going back however many generations, like 4 generations, 8 generations, 12 generations, however far back, we don't have to know specifically for today, releasing that whatever they did was unforgivable, and that, yeah, releasing that energy, releasing, clearing it for the ancestor, maternal. Give it a big breath. Ooh, clear. Love, sending love to each of us. Big breath in. This another breath, this is love going straight to your heart. Big breath in. It looks like purple and gold energy going to the heart to allow the heart to heal. For each of us, I am whole. So what that means to me is sometimes our heart's broken, it gets fractured. That our heart's back all in one piece. My heart is whole. Oh, breathing in and out. Yep. Oh. Anything else? And even more love. Breathing in even more love with the healing. Okay, that feels good. Awesome. How's everyone feeling? Let me check in. Let you just breathe, long, slow, deep breath. But anything else? Peace. Okay, and inviting in peace. Connecting to peace. beautiful. I'm going to pause and get some water here. Okay, I'm just going to regroup and see where we go next. All right, we're going to close portals. So sometimes, so this is having to do with our aura, that sometimes when different things happen to us, our aura, instead of being a nice cloud around us, it looks like Swiss cheese. It has holes here and there. So let's give it a breath and close up the holes in our aura, repairing. I feel like some of us have been a little beat up, so releasing that beat up energy. And what I feel like doing, I'm going to plug this in energetically, is, you know, there's a technique where you could smudge your house, like you can have sage where you light it and then you go the smoke and you just go to all corners of your house and just clear the energy. Doing that with our aura. So for each of us, plugging in a cleaning of the aura. Deep breath. Beautiful. And it looks like the energy team is sending each of us this beautiful waterfall where it's flushing our aura. So this is all energetic. A beautiful, it looks iridescent, a beautiful like light blue with some white, like, you know how when the sun shines on the water, it sparkles. Flushing each of us, flushing our aura. Yeah, how does that feel? Yeah, it feels more peaceful for me. All right. And now bringing in big beams of white light into our aura, like filling our aura with sunshine, divine light filling us up. Beautiful. I see like people are popping and becoming angels. Beams of light, very beautiful. Oh, it's such an honor. Here. All right, where do we go next? All right, what I'm getting is even more fear. Let's release that. And I want to release the belief that I'm never going to get better. Let's give that a breath and release the belief. And then I want to plug in, there is a path going forward. Beautiful, I'm just writing it down. Answers are showing up for me. Take a breath. Ooh, here's an affirmation. I choose healing thoughts. All right. Ooh. And I think I talked about this last week. I'll talk about it a little bit more now. The more we focus, oh, this is my story. I've been feeling like really tired and run down. And I go around saying all day, oh my gosh, I don't have any energy. Well, I know better. Like, that's what I'm creating. Every time I say that, I don't have any energy. So I'm like, cut. All right, I'm all the energy and vitality I need for today. And maybe that one's a good one for you as well. I'm going to write that down. I am all the energy and vitality I need for today. I can't remember. Did we already breathe it in? Let's give it an, I can't remember. Let's give it another breath. I want to share that I've been doing this and my energy level has improved. And it just wasn't my energy level. I'm making better choices, like going to bed at a little bit earlier, and I'm doing legs up the wall. If around 2:30 I hit the wall and I'm like, I can't go on, I do legs up the wall for 20 minutes. And I don't know if you guys, here's a simple tip for you. I learned it from one of my yoga instructors. When you do that position, it's a yoga position, legs up the wall. Very simple. It's just what you imagine. You get close to the wall and you put your legs up the wall, legs up the wall. That when you do that for 20 minutes, it's equivalent to 2 to 2.5 hours of sleep. Yeah, how cool is that? So it's like, because it's the ultimate, like you're super resting your heart. You've got your legs up the wall. And what I do is I play very soothing music. You know how there's different megahertz of music are healing. I like 432. Anyway, I do all kind of things. And I do the 20 minutes and then magic. I have all the energy I need. I'm happy. I'm friendly again. I'm able to face the day. Whatever's left, I'm able to problem solve. Best thing ever. Yeah, legs up the wall. It's a yoga pose. All right. All right, releasing deep fear that I'll never get better. This is down like in the core. It's in the root chakra. Let's release. And placing in the chakra, I am healing. All right. And I know you guys that do affirmations, I use the ING. We're going to use the proactive, I am healed. That for affirmations, we like to go for the final, I'm healed. Because healing could be like, I'm healing, 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 but I never get healed. And we want the I am healed. That's what we want to create. I want to plug in, even if it takes baby steps, I am healed with baby steps. So I can share, before I did this work, I did allergy elimination, and it was clearing the deck. Like my body, I don't know how I walked and lived. I was allergic to the basics. I was allergic to all the vitamin B, like B12, B6, B1 vitamin. I was allergic to vitamin D. I was allergic to vitamin C. I was allergic to salt. I was allergic to water, like all these basic elements. And that's where I started. Like I needed to have get my physical body in a better shape. And I felt great doing all that allergy elimination work. And then I went on to the next step and I learned Reiki. And yeah, so I would trust taking, what I want to share is trust taking baby steps in the healing process. But I did allergy elimination for like 2 or 3 years and my body was like so happy. And then I felt like then after that it's ready for a new, you know, to go deeper and learn more modalities. All right. Fear is coming up again. Oh, because things have been going on for so long. Like, where is the hope, the chance? Like, I've been sick for 20 years. What are the chances that it's going to reverse? So I understand. Release. Yes, I'm going to give you hope. Yes, healing is possible. There are different ways. yeah, there's so many ways out there to support our healing. I'm going to take a moment here. So for each of you, earlier I asked to set an intention on something specific that you would like healed. So I'm connecting. So each person has an intention. Picking up more trauma that needs to be released. Give it a breath. Feels good. Right. And then one of the things that happens is when we've gone through a lot of stuff, we get separated from ourselves. I'm going to give it a, it's like our body's so annoying. We're just like, we kind of put it on a shelf. So connecting to ourselves, let's give it a breath. Beautiful. Make sure our body and spirit, like, you know how the phrase, I was just beside myself, but sometimes our spirit gets a little disconnected from our body. Let's give it a breath and have them come strongly together. It gives us the most power. Connecting our body and spirit. Big breath. Right, and then balancing out the heart-mind connection, give that a breath. Ooh, and what I mean by that is sometimes we make decisions out of our heart, and they're not always the best decisions because there's something practical that needs to be taken in consideration. And then sometimes we make decisions out of our head without taking in consideration what's the highest good and what is our heart telling us to do. So this is balance between the heart and the mind. Anything else that feels good? Do we need to do anything more with connections? Nope. Affirmations. All right, we're going to do some more affirmations here. Ask the energy which one. Oh, passes on. Oh, the first affirmation is, I own my own power. Let's breathe it in. And what that one means to me is sometimes we throw up our hands and say, oh my gosh, like this is so messy, so complicated. I'm not seeing my way out. Yeah, we're an expert on our lives because we lived it. And we actually have a lot of wisdom in our heart. And there's a lot of wisdom out there. So this is staying in our power and doing what needs to happen so that we can heal. It doesn't even have to be anything big. It's just like whatever the next step is. Yeah, we only have to do the very next thing. Yeah, breathing it in some more. I own my own power. Ooh, yeah, that felt good. Like I take the next step. Whatever the next step is, I own my power. That's good. And then what's the next affirmation? I love myself. Is that a breath? I am lovable. Yeah, sometimes we focus on all the bad things or negative things about ourselves. Yet the truth is, it's so good to say to yourself, I love you. Yeah, plugging in for each of you, saying to your body, saying to yourself, I love you. And if you want to take a moment and say, I love you, and include your first name or whatever you like to call yourself, that you love yourself. The next one is I accept myself. Sometimes we wait for ourselves to like have something in order or wait to be perfect, or that I accept myself now. Big breath. I'm perfect as I am. Another breath. Oh, beautiful. The next affirmation is, I approve myself. Big breath. I'm still breathing on that one. There's a little bit more. Oh. Oh. Beautiful. That was releasing judgmentalness. So that we can see ourselves, I see myself with loving eyes. It's another affirmation. Let's breathe it in. Beautiful. That feels really good. So this is all beautiful foundational work to help us heal, help our body heal. That when we talk pretty to our body, it responds. And then when we talk the opposite, it doesn't go so well. Yeah. Yeah, we are speaking words of kindness to our body. Yeah, very nice to our body. And we speak words of kindness to ourselves. Beautiful. And I'm just taking a moment to send each of you in the listening audience love. The energy of peace. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, that was a big one. Anything else? Even more love is coming in. It's a different color and it has a different feel to it. Yeah, it feels more green. The first one felt like light blue and pink, like fluffy, like cotton candy. And this beautiful vortex is coming in, wrapping each of you in divine love. That's from the above your head, this beautiful vortex all the way down to your feet, bringing in beautiful healing energy. And anything that needs to go is released. The vortex just sends it out. Yeah, we're just taking a few breaths here, enjoying the vortex. And for each of us, I'm whole, I'm healed. I'm at peace. I accept the healing. And then I want to ask you to connect to whatever it was that you set as an intention at the beginning of this time. Connecting the vortex with the healing of that item. All right, that sounds good. And today is about finding purpose in the midst of challenge. Switching around my notes here. Yeah, the bigger the challenge, the more significant the purpose. The greater the circumstance, the more significant the purpose. So for each of us, connecting to our life purpose. Connecting to the understanding the purpose of whatever we are going through at this point. Actually, let me say that different. Connecting to the purpose of whatever challenge we're going through now. Actually, I still want to change it. Connecting to the purpose of something, of whatever is in your heart. So it could be now, it could be something in the past. The recent past, distant past, connecting to the purpose. So just notice just notice that somehow the universe will answer and support your understanding of whatever the purpose is. Somehow you'll get the message either through a song, a television show, having a dream. Sometimes I see numbers, they give me clues. Sometimes somebody's life story will be like, oh my gosh, that's what was going on. So just notice that when we have questions, the universe wants to answer them. And that, yes, answers are out there for whatever challenge we're going through, that there's a purpose. And I can share with my past experience, multiple blessings came out of it for myself and even for my son. He got to see the angels that were in the room ministering to him. And in my mind, he's an angel now. He's here on earth helping me with my clients. That we sold his car to a friend of mine. And she said when she drives around and takes long trips, she feels like my son is present, looking after her. And yeah, what a blessing. So yes, and then for us individually, we're connected with our life mission. And no matter where you are, you have a great purpose. You're wanted, you're needed, you're counted. You are important. And for each of us, our personal grid is strong, that our personal body and energy field is strong. And our personal grid is connected with our life grid, which is our life mission. We're easily able to go forward. And our body is healing. All right, I'm going to wrap up here. The energy is still in place. This beautiful vortex is in place. Anything else? Yeah, I'm just going to do the dedication here. All right, I dedicate the work in this session to all those listening in the audience, that the work is accepted, it's allowed, it's received 100%. Big breath. You're worthy of this work. If there's any doubts or fears, releasing them, that you deserve this work. It's free. It's a gift. I'm happy to be here to serve. Your spirit will have a knowing of what's good for you. And your spirit can always pick and choose out of all that was offered here today what would be for your highest good and what feels right and good for you. Yes, you're worthy and deserving of this healing energy. Yes, all right. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. All right, beautiful work, everyone. You all look amazing. Yeah, and I'm still seeing the whiteness in your aura. And I'm still seeing a little bit of the blue waterfall flushing out. Just a little bit. Keep the flush going. And mostly the big, beautiful vortex is in place, bringing in divine energy, to heal whatever it was your intention that you said at the beginning of the session. And the vortex, it's kind of spitting out the old things that don't serve you, the old emotions, events. Yeah. Beautiful work, everyone. All right. So, again, I'm Linda Helms. The show is called Healing from the Heart. It's from my heart to your heart. And truly, it's from the heart of God that I'm the in-between and just the pass-through. That what I do is listen to what my team is telling me and what you guys are telling me what you need. And then we just get it done. So I just want to share that I have a private practice where I see clients. And the cool thing is when you come see me, and it's not, I do Zoom, I do phone. I also do in person if you're here at local in the Maryland area. You can be anywhere. The energy, it doesn't matter where you are, the energy, we're all energy, the whole world's energy, and there's a whole, we're all connected. What I wanted to offer is when you have personal sessions, we can drill down and do even more on timeline work, working with the ancestors to clear old things, to clear old patterns, old belief systems that get passed down, that you may be looking around and saying, why am I having money challenges? And it could be your ancestors were living like penny to penny, that just had incredible poverty. And it just gets passed down, that belief system that I'm never going to make it, I'm never going to have any money. It's passed down through bloodlines, and then here we are living it. And we can change all that. We can, our DNA can be changed. We can release it. We can replace it. We can repair it. And it's not, it's me and you together. Well, there are other people out there too. It's just not me. I'm here for you. I love working with people. It's my joy and my passion. I think to me it's such a gift and it's such an honor to be here. I have something special that I wanted to offer. So you can find more about me. I have a very nice profile page on the News for the Soul where we have all of our pictures. You just click on our picture and that goes to our profile page. It has more information about me. It has a link to my website. I want to offer something very special today. I want to offer a discount coupon that if you would like to do a session with me, that you can get 50% off. And the coupon is, everybody ready? Heal 50. So it's the word heal, like in healing, H-E-A-L, and then the number 50, and it's all together. So just go to my website and pick a time that's good for you. It figures everything out as far as like time zones and all that kind of stuff. It keeps it all straight. And put in the coupon code, HEAL50. You'll get 50% off. And I would love to work with you. It's good until the end of this year. It's good for 3 sessions. And anyway, it's just a great opportunity to go deeper and get things customized for exactly what you need and what would be good for you. And we all deserve good health. We're all light beings. And the more we clear our old stuff and hold on to the positive affirmations, life is easier. And we all want an easy life, that it goes smoothly and we can create what it is that we need but what we want. So anyway, that's it for today. I love you very much. I honor you. I send you, wish for you many blessings. Wish for you all the best. All right, signing off now. Oh, I'm first and third Thursday of the month, so I will be back third Thursday in October, the Thursday, October 20th. I'll be back. You can find me right here, News for the Soul. All right, folks, may it go well and be well. Take care. Bye-bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.